you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 13th. Today's word is quip, spelled Q-U-I-P. Quip is a noun that means a clever, usually taunting remark. It's a synonym of jibe. It can also mean a witty or funny observation or response, usually made on the spur of the moment. Quip can also mean quibble or equivocation. It can also mean something strange, droll, curious, or eccentric, an oddity. Here's the word used in a sentence from the San Diego Union-Tribune by Carla Peterson. The cancellation of the CW network's Veronica Mars after three precious ratings-starved seasons was a TV tragedy. Viewers reluctantly moved on, but we did not forget the girl who was quick with a quip and perhaps even quicker with a taser. The word quip is an abbreviation of quippy, a noun that is no longer in use. Etymologists believe that quippy derived from the Latin word quipe, a word meaning indeed or to be sure, that was often used ironically. The earliest sense of quip, referring to a cutting or sarcastic remark, was common for approximately a century after it first appeared in print in the early 1500s. It then fell out of use until the beginning of the 19th century, when it underwent a revival that continues to the present day. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.